I got a little stunned there. I started to say your name, and then I said, well, I don't remember it.
It's not just the women that high spell mine.
That's right. It's a weird spelling.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Karen in Northern California.
Hi, Karen, in Northern California. I'm in Northern California myself.
How are you?
Pardon me?
Thank you for inviting me.
What did you ask, Karen?
Thank you for inviting
Hello.
Me.
Hello.
Is this your first time, Karen?
No, second.
Okay.
All right.
Several times. This is Mary from Lincoln, California.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Just fantastic.
Good.
All the callers who join in, if you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Morning.
Hi, this is Mike from
Charlotte,
North Carolina.
I first heard Mike. Welcome to the call, Mike. And who's that from North Carolina?
This is Carolyn from Charlotte.
Hi, Carolyn.
And Lisa from San Francisco.
Lisa, how are you, Lisa?
Oh, I'm awake. Awake.
Good morning. Welcome to the healing call. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the... And Mike, where are you located?
I'm in Plastic, Nebraska.
Nebraska. Welcome to those who just joined in. This is the Great Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Lonnie in Dallas.
Hello, welcome. And those... who joined in just now, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. And you don't have to say your name or location. You're very welcome. We appreciate you joining in.
I'm glad we don't have to say our name and location. I don't want any control patterns here.
I'm glad to hear your voice. So going on. Somebody's listening to BBS, apparently.
Yeah, a little feedback.
Yeah. If you do have BBS going on, that's fine, but then please mute your phone by pressing *6. All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Great Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Lisa, Brazil.
Hello, Lisa, from Brazil.
Yes, I live in the States, but I'm in Brazil right now.
Okay.
How are you?
And more. And then welcome, everybody. Please say your name and location. I will mute. Good morning, who is this?
Hi, Wynn, it's Michael Waterly.
This is not Wynn, but welcome to the call, Michael.
Yep.
Kathy from Hawthorne, New Jersey.
Zoe, oh. Sacramento.
Hello, Zoe, welcome to...
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Zoe.
Hi.
And more people have joined in. Welcome to the call, please say your name and location.
Riverick from Iowa City.
Yay, Iowa City.
All right, welcome to the call.
Chico, Bob.
Right.
Hello, Bob. This is Chai from Megalia.
Hey, good to hear you again, brother, as usual.
All right, thanks for being here.
Kathleen in Denver.
Hello, Kathleen, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Chai.
Good morning, Gary in Los Angeles.
Morning.
Love
to the call. And if there are more people who have not announced themselves, feel free to do so.
Hi, hi, Mel in England. Marvelous.
Mel, how are you?
I'm absolutely marvelous.
Oh, great. You sound marvelous.
Hi, everybody.
Morning. It's Joan in Hawaii.
Good morning, Joan. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Grid Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Patrick, Steve in California.
I hear Patrick and Steve. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. All right, Vin, will you make sure that Terry is awake? Call, please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Judy from Belmont, Ontario.
And Horace from
Hello.
Belmont, the same place.
Hi, how you doing, Horace?
Very good, thanks. Good to hear your voice. Hi.
Hey, you too, Horace.
Good morning,
morning
it's Jim from. Good morning, it's Jim from Sedona.
Hey, Jim, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Morning, Heiss.
Morning, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
You do?
Things. Hey.
Meet you, my friend.
Must be Sunday morning.
Hey. More people joined in. Welcome everybody to the Grid Healing Call. If you have a chance, please say your name and look.
Excuse me. Steve from Concord, California.
Steve, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
More people have joined in. We welcome you all. Thanks for being here. And if you have a chance, you want to do so, please say your name and location.
DC from Burbank, California. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Steve. Welcome to the call.
Steve?
It's DC from Burbank.
Was that BT?
No. Another one.
Okay. Good morning to... Good morning to everyone who is listening on BBS Radio on the Internet. We don't hear you, but we do hear you.
No, you're there.
Well, we don't hear you with our ears. We feel you.
Welcome to the Grid Healing Call, everybody. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Sherry,
good morning.
Wyoming.
This is Tammy in Playa del Rey.
Hi, Tammy.
This is Sam in Alabama.
Welcome to the call. We have a bunch of people joining in still. Welcome to the call. Please say your name. Hello.
This is Mac from Utah.
Hello, Mac. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi,
Mac.
Is Terry there?
He is not.
Terry's not here?
Nope.
Morgan,
good morning,
California.
This from California?
Oh, hi, yeah, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
I need a small miracle. Hear me, cold.
You know what? I think we're ready to start. Is Gary Grant on the call?
Negative.
Yes, I am, man. Good morning.
Oh.
Gary, can I play your music? Can I play your music this morning?
Oh, absolutely. And I just want to tell you that is a hymnal.
Yeah, from Between Two and Four, right?
That's a what?
That's a hymnal. I didn't write the song. I just recorded it. That's
okay.
All
right.
It's not original in that sense. It's just original that I recorded it. And thank you for playing it, but you don't have to. And I love everybody. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Thanks for being here.
Of love.
This conference is being recorded.
I got the start.
Thank you. Good morning. It is 11:07 on Sunday, December 16, 2012. And see, when I just did that with my nose, somebody sent me an email a week ago and they said, "When? Could you try to clear your nose before the calls? It is so distracting." But I forgot. I'll try to remember whoever sent me that. My name is Winfrey, and this is our Sunday grid healing. And, there we go. I did it again. Welcome to everybody. You know, I think there's something to that nose thing that's beyond clearing my nose. It's somehow it clears my energy. Do you know the air goes through your nose and it goes right up to your third eye? And when I start these calls, I never thought of this before. I'm just making this up as I go along. I think I'm trying to clear my energy by doing that. So if that works, I better keep doing it. This is our Sunday grid healing. I told Gary I was going to play the song he recorded to start with. And let me see. If you're here for the first time, this is, I think, many people have said this, our most powerful call, because you know, in talking to these intelligences in other realms, they say they can connect with us. Even before I realized I was making that connection, right at the beginning, I said, "How do you work with us?" And they said, "We can send energy of love light into your realm." And I said, "Oh, that's nice. What does that mean?" Well, I kind of knew what it meant because I had been in rooms of spiritual teachers, spiritual masters, and I could feel the energy in the room. And I didn't know how that worked, but I could feel it. And I asked them at one point years ago, I said, if we do this on a conference call, could you make yourself known to people in a way that they could feel the energy? And they said they could. And so I said, I wonder how that would feel. So we started doing some conference calls. Now, if you ever track the history of this work, you'll know that we never did live channelings on the call. And the reason we didn't do it is because it was a little nerve-wracking to do it, because I knew there was this idea that negative could come through, and what if we got a negative source and they would mislead everybody? And another thing is, Terry was so shy, and Daphne was fragile.
so I would sometimes play a channeling, or sometimes I would read a channeling. And people definitely said they could feel energy. And so we continued doing that to a very small group of people, maybe 10 people, 9 people, 11 people. It kept coming back. And it wasn't until Daphne, who was in one of her moments of separation from us, where I hadn't heard from her for a number of months, and I had invited her to a call, and in the middle of it, she said they wanted to say something, and we had this amazing message, which, if you watch that little video I made, which I called The Crazy Story of Winfrey, that's at the beginning of Intelligent Infinity, I played that message on that video, or part of it, because the voice that came through Daphne suddenly said, unexpectedly said, I didn't know what to expect, it's been a long time since we've waited for this moment, and we are the Council of Elohim, and we work with your planet, and we do things like, I don't remember exactly what they said. They said, we gently guide. They said three things they did, which were amazing. And I said, wow. And it was one of those spellbinding moments, and luckily I recorded it. And from their point of view, it was this phenomenal opportunity to be a voice in this realm to the 9 or 10 people that were on that conference call. And I kept saying, is this real? I mean, are they taking their time? Is this really the Elohim, and they're actually just taking their time to make this momentous announcement that they're here for that small group of 10 people? Well, we continued the calls, and we didn't have channelings at every call. In fact, very rarely at the beginning. And here we are. Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Terry's no longer shy, is that correct?
Well, no, I'm still shy. I'm just trying to overcome it.
Terry and I both have this thing where we kind of make pretend it's not happening. We show up. We show up, and I do what I do, and she does what she does, and at the end of the call, we say, did that really happen? Of course, we get emails from people saying, wow, that was great. And in those emails, they're telling me, so many of the people, that they could feel the energy on the phone line. They could feel it, that their depression went away, that their heart opened up, that all these changes happened, and I saw it was working. What they said was true. They could really come into this call. They could visit you in a very personal way so that you could feel the energy and it could shift things in you. And it took me a while to totally believe that was true. And, you know, for some of you that are new to the call, you may not feel it the first time. First of all, you have to come to the point in yourself where you trust it. It would be like a new friend, somebody you meet that could become a friend. Normally, you don't become vulnerable to them right away. Normally, you talk to them, tell me about yourself, and you tell me about you, and you get to know each other.
And if you succeed, in knowing each other, and you feel trust, oftentimes something spontaneous happens. You can't do it through effort, but there is this connection that's made where you feel the presence of that other person, and they feel you energetically. How do you know if you've made this kind of connection with someone? Well, it's in the silence. It's not in the talking. If you have to keep talking to maintain it, then you haven't made that connection yet. You're still in a personality level. When you be with somebody and you can just be silent in their presence, even for a minute, even for 30 seconds, then you know you've made the connection. If you're living with other people, oftentimes, Terry, you're making a lot of background noise.
Okay.
If you're living with people, if you're living with somebody, oftentimes you just know somebody's in your house. You feel more secure. You feel more at peace, some of you, when you're living with somebody that's the right person. Because you're making a connection on the unconscious levels and being supportive of each other's energies. And that's great if you get that. Oftentimes you live with someone and you don't have that. You're two separate energies. So the question always is, how do I go from where I am to where I'd like to be? How do I feel these energies? How do I connect with the higher realms? Well, I think one of the easiest ways is to keep showing up on these Sunday calls. And if you don't feel something at first, keep showing up, because the energy is here. They won't violate your free will. They won't impose themselves on you. And it's like learning to meet a new friend. And for a while, you have to come into the calls and see, get to know them, for them to get to know you. They have to trust your intent. It's not a game for them. It's not a game for you. Because what we're doing is we're creating a link from heaven to earth, if you want to look at it that way. We're bringing in energies that can change you, that can bring you joy, that can create new patterns, that your life around you can change. Do you know, each of you is a universe. Each of you is projecting into your field who you are. And if you're having certain distortions, hang-ups, whatever, you're projecting them. And you've created your life projecting those things. So everyone around you is reflecting what you're projecting. It looks like they're not doing that. There's this illusion that they're operating independently. And when they're nasty to you or indifferent or slight you or whatever, it looks like they're doing that out of their own volition. But occasionally, of course, someone will do that, and no matter what you are, they're going to be that way, and that means it's time to find someone new. But most often, people are responding to your message, to what you're projecting, and you've built your world on the basis of your projections. So when you want to do a change, when you want to change your projection, you have to realize that you've locked yourself in to your previous projections, and the people you know long term are not going to necessarily respond to that change right away. In fact, they may never respond. In fact, you may have to develop a new set of people. But it's better to let go of the people who are holding your old projection than to try to force them into recognizing the new you. And so sometimes you have to make a go of it only between you and God or you and spirit for a while to anchor those things in yourself so that everyone doesn't pull you off center. And then some of you have actually done this and you've changed your world. You're living in a new world. You're living in a place where the people around you are reflecting your own divine source. And you know how great that is. But it took work. It didn't just happen. When people are looking for instant gratification, okay, help me win the lottery. Okay, do this, do that. And you haven't changed, then it's probably not going to happen. Not only that, if it did happen, it probably wouldn't be in your highest interest for it to happen because it's happening from some lower level. That's why people do magic, because they say, let me see if I can manipulate the universe. I want this. I want that. And magic at that level is of the negative. It's of control. And there are beings that can work with you, you know, that magicians and witches, I'm calling, that doesn't mean all magicians and witches are doing this, okay? But at a lower level of service to self, when people want something to happen in their life badly enough, they can bring in lower negative sources to help them. The problem with lower negative sources helping you is that those sources want something in return. That's the nature of the negative. It never does things out of the pureness of just giving or grace. It wants something in return, and it wants a connection. And so it starts to hold you in the rigidity of what it wants in return. And probably the most common way of talking about this is, say, somebody saying, I sold my soul to the devil because they said, I want this, I want this, and an energy comes in that says, that gives it to them, that is not operating in the highest good of all concerned. It's not operating out of grace, and it wants to hold your energy in its field. And, I mean, you can also see this happening in the real world. You don't even need to go into the metaphysical world to understand this because people are the same way. There are certain people, if they do something for you, and when I was brought up, I remember my parents used to say, he owes me a favor. Like, it's good to create circumstances where people owe you favors, where you did something for them, and now they owe you a favor, which means you are participating in the exact kind of creation that I'm talking about. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you're the devil. It doesn't mean it's terrible. It doesn't necessarily go into the higher levels of terrible. But it's lesser than grace. It's lesser than unconditional love. Part of the world works on exchange, and you can't get away from that. You have to pay your rent. You go into a restaurant, you have to pay the bill. If you're married and your wife is depending on you to bring home a certain amount of money, and that's why she married you, to be the breadwinner so she could bring up children, then you have to do that. That's part of your life path. And it's not bad. It's better to bring the relationship above that so you can do that and be above that as well, where you have personal love as well as unconditional love. And each of us has got our own puzzle. There's no particular answer that I can say, do this, do that, and it's going to work for everybody. But the key is to find what works for you, how to lift your vibration above all these levels of exchange, not be irresponsible, not walk away from them, but lift your vibration above them so that you can start tuning in to the higher frequencies. Because otherwise, your life is just going to be exchange and function and no upliftment into joy, unconditional love.
You're listening to BBS Radio. An internet radio experience of truth, harmony, beauty. From your family at BBS Radio, have yourself a beautiful day.
a lot.
Okay. We're back. Can you hear me, Heis? Hello. Looks like I'm hearable.
We can hear you on BBS radio, but there's a bit of an echo.
There is. Okay, hang on.
It's on BBS.
How about this here? Can
you... Muted.
Is this better?
Muffly.
Pardon me?
A little muffly to talk again.
Wait a second. Let me turn over this mic. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, good.
Is this better?
Yep.
Is this as good as I was before or better than before?
I think as good as you were before.
Okay. You know, thanks to Ray, he bought us, I think it's Ray in Henderson, Nevada, he bought us a phone system called UMA. And it goes through the Internet, and this is the UMA system. So we have a backup system with good sound. This is the first time I've actually used it on a call. Now, I don't know why I went out before, because it must have been Skype. And normally Skype has been pretty good. In fact, Skype is back on now. But I'll stay with this one. And, of course, I forget everything I was talking about. Let's see. I was talking about how we create our reality, and when we want to change, how we have to anchor new reality. And I think one of the things, mistakes, errors that people can make is they, it's interesting, that song was called Change My Heart. one of the things that can happen is that people...
Unmuted.
If they're going to open their heart, they're going to be really caring and loving to all those people in their lives who they've established patterns of relationship with over years that, assuming they were established without this quality of an open heart, that they're going to apply it to those people. And those people may not be ready to receive that energy. And then you try to do it, and you feel hurt, rejected, and you say, this doesn't work. Sometimes I use the terminology of holding the space. Learning to keep your heart open between you and spirit. And don't rush to be overly nice and overly sweet to everyone else. Now, I'm not saying that's not always appropriate, because sometimes it is. But oftentimes, when you do that, you have some kind of personal epiphany. The people around you are actually not receptive of it, because they're still relating to you as you were. So it becomes a matter of holding space, holding that energy open, irregardless if anyone else is responding to it. It doesn't matter. And sometimes it's easier to hold it open to strangers in a strange environment rather than in a comfortable environment, like in a restaurant or a public place. I'm sure you've all noticed that there are places, locations, that when you go to them, your spirit immediately lifts. You automatically feel better. And if you're having a bad day, you can go to that location or go see a movie or whatever, and something shifts inside you. So
that is an opening of the heart just as much as in a personal way, sometimes more so. Getting used to holding the space of being open and not needing someone to bounce off of to validate your openness. Now, that doesn't mean if you're sitting there being really lonely and feeling empty and this pain is in you, and that doesn't mean you shouldn't have a personal relationship. Sometimes you need to go through that personal relationship to get to the next place. Do you know, a relationship with another person, and I'm talking about in particular an intimate kind of relationship, or a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, or boyfriend-boyfriend, girlfriend-girlfriend, whatever it is the fastest way to surface your shadow stuff and make you aware of it. Even if it's not a perfectly spiritual relationship, you can learn a tremendous amount about your negative side. And why is it such a good place to do that is because people that are close can see each other. You can't hide anything. And usually, as many of you have experienced, you get into a romantic relationship and it feels so good at the very beginning, and before you know it, you're in deep doo-doo. Sometimes it takes months, but you're in deep doo-doo working stuff out. And how did you lose that initial lift of energy? The reason, what happens is, when people come together, no one knows what's going to happen. And there's kind of this chaotic place where everyone is saying, what's going to happen next? I don't know. In that space, there's a lot of room for tremendous interchange with someone else in a romantic way. But that doesn't mean you've solved all the issues of your shadow. It's kind of like you put them under the covers for a while. And after a period of time, the rest of you comes forth, your shadow side. And the other person's shadow side comes forth. And suddenly, that romantic exchange becomes really difficult. It's hard to do it. And the innocence is not there. Now you can bring it back, but you have to understand how this works so that you're patient. Because what often happens is that people, then when they're in the romantic phase, they think that the other person is making them feel good. And when it goes into the other part of it, it looks like the other person's denying them. And then they get mad. How come you're not? There we go, telephone. Wait a second. Okay. Switching phones again. Otherwise, they get mad at the other person because it looks like they're being denied. How come you're not doing this for me? How come you're not doing this for me? Whereas in the romantic phase, let's go have dinner, let's go do this, let's go do that. And because in the romantic phase, there's innocence. And then when the shadow side comes up, the innocence gets lost. It's not bad, it's just the way it works. Now, if you are smart, you'll go through the shadow side. You'll endure it, you'll understand what's going on. And
after a period of time, you can get back to the other part. But it's now more full and whole because you've processed the shadow. And the shadow's not bad. Everyone's got a shadow. And it's not like it ever goes away. It's like you learn how to work around it, to work with it, to understand it, but not to let it control you. Because if it controls you, it will close down the rest of you. And then it will try to control everybody else. And that's where the negativity in this world comes from all those people who are being controlled by their shadow. So it's like always shooting above your shadow, shooting above all those relationships of obligation. It would be as if you're renting a property and you have a business relationship with your landlord where you pay the rent and he lets you stay there. And one day you go, well, I'll tell you an actual story. Similar. We have a mail drop that we get our mail in. And we really, they give us a lot of service because we've got all kinds of packages we're mailing, they're receiving packages, and they don't charge very much. And they're very professional, and the lady is quite nice. And one day, I went in, and we had to pay them something. I forget what it was for, and I think it was like $15. And I took $20 out of my pocket, and I looked at the lady, and I said, here, keep the change. And you know what? It wasn't a lot of money. It was only $5. But it was the right timing. And giving her that $5 at that moment, in that timing, changed our relationship. I mean, they still do their service. They still do the exchange. That's their business. But when I come in there, she's more glad to see me. She's more glad to see Terry. There's an unconscious feeling where she knew I appreciated her. And it changed the connection. So each of us every day has those opportunities. And you can't do it manipulatively. You can't say, I'm going to give her money and the relationship is going to change. You can't do it. It won't work. It has to be spontaneous. And you have to be connected to your intuitions to know when it's right to do something extra. And it's within those moments of extra that everything shifts in your life. What does that saying go? Random acts of kindness. And watch for those opportunities, because those are the opportunities that start changing the people around you into a higher level of what I'm calling grace, or above this realm. And the more you do that, the more they change, the more your life changes. Even in a personal relationship, even with your husband or your wife, there are always those opportunities to do something extra that communicate that you're operating above the obligatory levels that the relationship is normally locked into. Now, you know, what we do on this call is we aim at operating above those levels. I aim at operating above the level of obligation.
You know, it's one of the reasons, those of you that have paid attention, it's one of the reasons why it's hard to sell things. Because as soon as there's an exchange of money, there is an obligation. And as soon as there's an obligation, unless you fulfill it right away, it kind of hangs out in your aura. And even I am susceptible, more than Terry, because we have readings on backlog, which if you're one of those people, I've committed to call you today so we catch up on them. Because it's like every time there's an exchange, if you don't fulfill the exchange, it leaves a little bit of gray area in your aura. Terry is really good at this. I mean, when somebody, you know, on the pendants that we've been doing, she can't wait to go to the post office. She'll stay up all night, so she gets to the post office the next day, and everything gets in the mail, because she does not want any level of residual obligation. Switching phones again. And the other one. Hang on a second. Okay. This seems to be working. Good. She doesn't want any residual obligation. She wants to clear her slate, because if you let yourself be filled up with the residual obligations, there's no room for spirit to come in. There's no room to make the connection. So it's a matter of fulfilling 110% those areas where you have obligation, and then looking for the opportunities to do something extra, because it's the extra that brings in grace. It's the extra that brings in the unconditional love and causes you to start operating in the higher places. In fact, that's exactly how to work with the people that you're locked in with. Do things, look for the opportunities to do the extra things. But the trick is don't let yourself be taken advantage of, because some people, if you do extra, you can't do it from your heart for very long, because they will immediately pounce on you and say, "Wynn is a damn fool. Look what he did. I'm going to get him to keep doing that." And that ruins it. You have to then stop, cut it. You can't do any more for that person because it won't have the magic to it anymore, because they think they're not responding to it in the right way. And you don't stop doing it and then come back months and months later and do it again. And after they've forgotten, and build it slowly like that. Now, we have a bunch of people on our healing list today. Let's see who we have. You know, I'm actually getting emails from people on our healing list who are putting things on there and having things shift. So if you've never tried it, try it. But just be sure when you're putting it on there, and think in terms of co-creation. Think of terms of connection with the higher realms. You know, be sacred. Don't, you know, even though you may need a lot, need it without gimme, 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 okay? So we have Kathleen in Denver. We have Sherry in Cody, Wyoming, who puts her stepdaughter in the light. And we have here Claire, completely recovering from her negative entity energy attacks. We have Karen in Redding, California, for her grandson, Michael, in Mobile, Alabama, whose young son's knees are having a problem. We have Heike in Baton Rouge. He puts the school shooting, the people upset in the school shooting. And we were going to do that, put all the souls of those children in the light on the other side. We asked them to help move them through. And Heike asks that when guns are being used for terrible purposes, that somehow or another they are blocked from going off. And supposedly, according to David Wilcock, that's actually happened on some places of the planet right now. And Gigi in Reno is sending the light to Matthew. And this is a different Matthew who is sending positive energy and thoughts to his brother. And Basileel, who is sending the light to his sister. Okay. So, on that note, we're going to do our personal healing meditation, visualization, and this is one of the most popular things we do on Sunday, and I think it's because so many people can experience the energy. So, I would like you to take your shoes off, put your feet flat on the ground. And there is this theory, some people would call it a theory, that the universe is one energy. And everything in it is part of the same energy. Which means you and I are part of that energy. You and the flower are part of that energy. You and the Elohim are part of that energy. You and Source are part of that energy. You and all those people that are trouble in your life are part of that energy. The rocks are part of that energy. Except we don't feel it. We feel separated. We feel alone. We feel alienated. Now, I'm not speaking for everyone, but for the human condition, that is a fairly common experience. So when we do this healing visualization, we are going to make an attempt at moving our energy from that place where we feel separated from things to the place where we can actually experience the connection. So, we see the Earth as a conscious energy. And the Earth has an energy that radiates from it, which is her frequency. The Earth is alive, according to what I understand, and the Earth can feel us. And the Earth is hosting us. You can imagine this huge energy of Mother Earth. Why do they call her Mother Earth. And we are on the surface of the Earth. And each of us has an energy. We have an energy, and the Earth has an energy. And it's, everyone always feels better when energies are connecting. And, of course, the Indians, the Native Americans, connect with the Earth. That's part of their role of being here. Many Caucasians don't connect with the Earth. But we are going to connect with the Earth right now. So we can imagine this consciousness that's below our feet, underneath everyone, underneath our body. And it's radiating itself through our floor and through our feet. Can you feel a tingle in your feet? Imagine that's the energy of Earth coming up to greet you. Now, let's tell Earth we love her. Now, it's hard to believe Earth is alive, huh? It's hard to believe it. You spend all your life thinking it's just dirt underneath there. But the Earth feels us. Try just saying in your mind, I love you, to the Earth. Send some gratitude for the Earth hosting us for many lifetimes. And ask for forgiveness for the way mankind has hurt the Earth, disregarded the Earth. Now, we're going to move the energy of the Earth up through our legs, through our calves, through our groins, through our solar plexus, through our chest, into the top of our heads. So we can see ourselves as an energy, a finger of energy connecting to the Earth, which is in fact true. Now, we're going to move through the top of our heads. We're going to move into the space just above our head, 1 foot. Now, you're not leaving your body. You're still in your body. You're still connected to the Earth. You're just changing your level of focus. And as you are focusing above your head, you can feel the energies moving, actually, and holding there. You're working with your energy field, the parts of you that you normally take for granted, and you're moving it through the top of your head and now up to the ceiling. And now through the ceiling, if there's rooms above you, through the rooms above you, and through the roof. And we keep going and going through the sky, through the veil that surrounds Earth, above the veil. And we come to a place where we all touch each other, our energies. Why do we come to that place? Because everyone that's listening to my voice started out in that place. You started out somewhere in your track where you were not individuated. You were part of the great light, and you individuated, and you became a soul. And all of us, since time is an illusion, since time doesn't really exist, all of time is present, which means that place when we started is also present now. And at the moment we started, at the moment we individuated, we were pure and innocent, but we had no understanding and wisdom of this realm. And we took a body and we started to learn about it. So we are going to create a group energy. Now, this is voluntary. Some people don't like this. Most people do, but if you don't trust it, then just listen to the words and don't be part of it. But we're going to combine our energies, touch each other. You can use the word blend energies. And it's only temporary. It's only in this moment. This is a free will choice of moving in and out, and we're choosing it. Those of you that are choosing it. And now, as we touch each other, we can say, I love you, to everyone on this line. You know, it's in the creation of this group energy that we create the thrust that moves us through the realms. And so we have a lot to be grateful for each of you that has shown up. And that works for the people listening on the replays as well, because there's no time. You're here as well. So let's thank each other for showing up, and let's send our love to everyone on this line, our love and support, thinking about how each of us started out as that pure individuated soul and got on a track, and it got corrupted, it got hurt, it got abandoned, and it got loved. And it ended up in your body right now. So while we have this group energy, we can invite our sources into this energy as well. Keeping in mind, at one point, they weren't individuated, at least from what we've learned. They were part of this one energy, which they refer to as the one infinite creator. And we all share in that moment of our own creation. And join together as a team so that we have more power to affect things in this realm. Power and love. and wisdom. So take a moment and see how it feels to be making these connections. Do you remember I said earlier that you can tell when you're connecting because you can be silent? Feel the silence. Now we're going to hold this connection and we're going to bring it back down into the physical. You know, just as the earth came up through your floor, we're going to bring source energy down through the solar system, through the veil, through the clouds, through your roof, through your ceiling, and into the top of your head. And we're going to bring it through our body. Now, if you could imagine, if we really started from the place where you individuated and where you were innocent, and then you had all these lifetimes where things got screwed up and you created patterns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you're here now, and as a result of your track, some of you are feeling great. Some of you are feeling joy. Some of you are aware that you're helping to hold the energy for the other people that are going through stuff. And other people are feeling all the effects of being at the end of their track, of their pains, the people hurting them. They're not well. They're not healthy. Their relationships are difficult. And they're reaching to move through that. And so we're moving this energy down. We, meaning you and me, we're doing it as a team and moving it through our track and into our body. And our body has all the residuals of the track, the old energy, the hurts, the pains. And we're going to renew that energy. We're going to move that energy into those areas where the energy is stuck, contracted, and release it. And we're both going to do it. I can direct it, and you can direct it. So, for example, move the energy into your mouth. And we can all use help with cavities and gums. Just see it like a cloud of energy surrounding your teeth and your gums and clearing infections. Move the energy into your eyes and relieve stress and tension. See the circulation flowing. Shut your eyes. Feel that energy. Some of you are feeling your third eye. Feel light above your eyes. You're making the connection. And move the energy down through your neck. And is there any place you would like to send this energy in your body that I haven't said? And take a moment and send it. And we go down our neck and into our chest, our heart area. And of course, for those of you that have been reading my material, the open heart is your ticket to graduating this realm. So we're going to, right now, take a look in your heart at anything that's keeping it closed. What keeps your heart closed? Resentment. Hurt. Who hurt you? Lack of forgiveness. How do you get through this? You need to forgive. Put the situation into this light, surround it in the light, and send it up to the highest realms to be released. You don't have to hold it. Yes, they treated you badly. Yes, they did these things. But let it go. You don't have to be their friend. You don't have to go out of your way to be nice to them. But forgive them so that you're not holding it. You're not forgiving someone causes you to keep your heart more closed. Because you hold that in your heart space. So is it your old girlfriend, your old boyfriend, your parents, your boss? Sometimes when you do this, tears can come up, and that's okay. Tears are one way of letting it go. Revenge is a way of bringing it closer. Take a deep breath and let all that energy you've been holding there, let it go. And some of you can feel it shifted, it changed. There's little lightness in your chest. And if it comes back, if the oppression comes back, take some moments every day and do this exercise, forgiveness, of letting go. And be sure and also forgive yourself, because it's highly likely, highly probable, that all the things that other people did to you, you've done to other people. Not in this lifetime, but in other lifetimes. And maybe in this lifetime. Can you see how karma works? If we are all one, if we're all one energy, you'd understand what Jesus said, as you do it to the smallest of these, you do it to me. He didn't mean Jesus the body. He meant the oneness, the one energy that pervades everything. So everything you hold towards someone else, everything, every single thing, you're holding against yourself. You're keeping yourself tied to this realm by holding those things. And if you're here because you want to graduate this realm, then you have to free yourself of those resentments and all those things you're holding, and you have to forgive yourself with the things that you did that were of the same nature. Because when you have a track of doing things that are out of alignment with the law of one, you end up with guilt and shame. So if you find guilt and shame are things that come up for you, then think about things you might have done. Problem is, a lot of it was in other lifetimes, so you don't remember. And then you come into this lifetime, you just feel guilt and shame. So forgive yourself. That's all. It's just say, everyone's done it. Everyone. Everyone that's had a series of lifetimes here has screwed up. Goes with the territory. I've screwed up. If I hadn't screwed up as much as I screwed up, I wouldn't be able to be talking to you now because I wouldn't have the wisdom of how it works. So you see, there was a great benefit in screwing up. And now we tie this energy through our body and back into the center of the earth. And feel how it feels to have that connection. You've made the connection. You've made it. You're feeling spirit. You're feeling the energy of each other. You're feeling oneness. And Terry is rattling around in the background.
I keep connection. Perhaps I should come in and listen to you in there.
You're losing the connection on your phone?
Yeah, I've lost it several times in the last few minutes.
Mm-hmm. This is one of those days, huh? Where the phone systems are on a rebellion. you can come in here, and I wanted to, all of you that have put things in the light, we only can say a few of them. So take a moment and think them. Our sources say that they're reading your thoughts. They can hear you. Think. And just in case that's true, let's think what we want. Remember, we're not magicians. We're not saying do this. We're saying for the highest good. We're saying honoring free will. We're here. We are here on this line because we've chosen to be the ground crew, the angels that bring this energy into the physical universe. And we're going to hear a message now from, we're the ground crew, and they're the sky crew. And so we're either crazy or we're working with them. And I think we are working with them. Many of you, I think we're crazy because when somebody is looking at this, and if you're one of those new people, it sounds crazy. How could that be happening? And, of course, I said it for a few years, and you're certainly welcome to say it. And either you will decide it is happening and you'll keep coming back, or you'll decide we're a bunch of loonies and you'll go off somewhere else. But there are these sources in other dimensions that tell us they're on the line, they're watching us, they can hear our thoughts, and they're part of our group energy that we connect. And they need a ground crew. And we need a sky crew. And so this is a meeting, and they're going to talk to us now through Terry. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and every one of you on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields, through the energy fields of our solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection of all of us present. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we're going to turn this over to our sources as they speak to us through Terry.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to speak with you this day in December. We see that the energies are difficult at this time. They appear to be difficult because they are loosening up the lockdowns that your companions in the traveling through the third density are experiencing and have locked down emotions that have not been permitted to release. And as these energies of Pluto, of the configurations of the planets and in relationship to the star systems are coming through, are making it harder to keep these emotions in lockdown. So as individuals that have kept themselves and their emotions locked up fiercely and attempting to maintain sociability are experiencing the, might say, jostling of these locked geometries of these emotions, and some of them are bursting out, and the resentments that they have experienced and the jealousies, the extreme jealousies that they have experienced over how others can be getting love and can be getting abundance and can be getting the things that they so dearly want, they are coming into view and conflict in such a way that they are bursting out. This is made more complex by the things that the children growing up have learned, some of them concerning the playing of video games and how they have learned to express their aggressions in the video games, and then they break out into the real world. This brings great sadness to individuals who are experiencing the effect of this. We see that jealousy, extreme jealousy, is at the bottom as of much of this is individuals feel that they deserve the love, they deserve the affection that others are getting. They deserve the abundance, and they get very frustrated in seeing they do not have it. Going deeper, it goes to the point of where they believe and have been taught, some of them, that they are unworthy. And as being unworthy, they themselves, their own selves, lock themselves out and do not feel that they can even try to connect in the normal social ways because they have been taught that they are unworthy and are undeserving of this. This discrepancy in their own hearts creates much of the problem and the distress. So our message to you is love your children. Let them know. Love yourself. Let yourself know that you are worthy, that you can reverse any opinion that you have of yourself, that you are unworthy, and that you can reverse that to know that you are worthy of love. You are worthy of abundance, and you can shift stuff around. You can switch yourself around so that you can get the love that you want, the abundance that you want, that it is there waiting for you when you work through the situations of how to bring it to yourself by knowing within yourself that you are worthy of that abundance, of that love. You can then begin to attract it to yourself without any blocks on it flowing in. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, one of the things I don't think we mentioned, maybe we did, but mention it again, that we just like to send our love and energy to the souls of all those children that were caught in that tragic massacre in Connecticut. Take a moment of silence on that. And I'd like to mention that we are doing a special grid healing like this one, but for the public, on Friday, December 21st, the end date of the Mayan calendar. And it will be on the same number that we're on right now, although I'm announcing it to the public in sending them to BBS to listen on the internet, because, knock on wood, I'm going to see if we can't get on George Norrie and promote this. And if we do, well, we will blow out the telephone lines. We can only handle so many people on this number. So the website only has the BBS address on it. And I hope you'll all participate. And I hope you'll think carefully of those people in your life that might welcome knowing about what we're doing and participate in it. And share, send them emails, just send them to the website. And don't try to explain it, just so you get a lot out of it. It's a planetary healing session. And, of course, we're going to orient that call so it's introductory for new people. But maybe we can have 10,000 people paying attention. And that's the date, December 21st. Think of the power of having that many people on this line on December 21st.
What time?
It's going to be 8 p.m. Friday night, 8 to 10.
Pacific,
yes. I'm sorry it's so late. I would have, you know, like we usually do our evening call starting at 6 p.m., but to put it on BBS, they didn't have any openings until 8 p.m., so that's why it's at 8. If you're on the East Coast, you're going to have to stay up a little later, and I'm sure we'll have a replay of it, but I think this is one of those calls that you'll want to be on live. So just put it on your calendar, Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. I'll be sending another email out, but I'm going to send emails out that you can send to other people. If you're on Facebook, send it to your Facebook group. And just don't oversell it. Just say, I participate on these healing calls on Sunday, and the guy is doing a public call, and you don't want to miss it. And just let people gravitate towards it because they feel your energy, not because you try to this is what I've learned. You can't explain this to other people. The more you try to explain it, the worse you get. The worse it gets. But you can say to people, check this out. I've learned a lot from this. It's helped me in my life. Share your own experience. And then let them be curious enough to see what's making such a difference in your life. Okay, and it is now 11:37. So we have 37:47. We have about 12 more minutes, 15 more minutes to do our planetary meditation. Thanks to all of you who purchased the, or donated, or even took it for free, the recent planetary, what do I call them? God, I'm getting Alzheimer's. The State of the Planet message from Daphne. And I know that she feels when other people are touched by her work, and it makes a difference when you get those, because she feels supported, and it will encourage her to do more. So we go into, you know, some of you may wonder, how can I do this every week and say the same things, and every time the energy comes in? I wondered that. You know, there's this idea that you have to be entertaining, you have to be upbeat, and what I experience in myself is that every time I do it, it's like I'm doing it for the first time. I just said to myself, now, how do we do this grid healing? How do we do this planetary meditation? It's like, I know, we have to go back to the group energy. We have to go to that place where we're operating as a team, where we are working with each other, where we have blended our energies, where we bring in those energies of our sources. Now, we could just stay there and meditate. You can feel the power of the silence. You know, that's the being part. And then there's the doing part. And the doing part is where we stay in this space of connection and we create intentions to use this energy to make shifts for the highest good of all concerned. So you know the idea of acupuncture, that your body is made up of what the Chinese call energy meridians, energy lines that move, and the energies get stuck in your body, and they put needles in, and what they learned was that when you put those needles in, the energies would start to flow. And when the energy started to flow, your body would then heal itself. Now, when we do our meditation, we're helping the energies start to flow in your body as well, but in a different way. We're not putting needles in. Maybe we're putting astral needles. But I don't even like to use the word needles because that sounds like ouch. But the bottom line is to get the energies moving in your body where they were stuck. Now, if we take that analogy to the earth and we think about the earth being alive, and that all the humans on the earth are part of the aliveness of the earth. We all make the earth. We are interfaced with her energies. And the earth has all those places where the energy isn't flowing. If we look at it from space, we would see all these light spots and dark spots. Now, one of the most amazing things about the shift that we keep talking about is that when we come together, we're like a magnifying glass for the energies flowing through the universe. And because we are at this shift of the ages, this December 21st date. The energy coming through us into our space, the earth, is higher than it's ever been. Higher. So that means our intentions are more powerful, our group intentions, than they ever have been in the history of mankind right now. And we're like repeater stations. We're bringing this energy in, and we're repeating it through our physical body into the space around us, into the people around us, into the earth underneath us. And as a group, we are in the realm of unlimited possibility, unlimited potential. What did Jesus say? He said, "Ye who have the faith of a mustard seed can move a mountain." And we need to move mountains. So we're going to project this energy around the earth. And it's going to find those areas where it can get through, those cracks where it can get through. And it's as if we are doing cosmic acupuncture on the earth. We can move mountains. And we're moving in and around every blockage, just as water moves through the Grand Canyon. We're moving through the blockages, the negativity, the dark side, and we're finding our way into the heart of planet Earth. And everywhere on this planet where there's hate, hostility, manipulation, we're surrounding it with this light. It doesn't have to change. You can't force it to change. It has free will. But we're giving choices. We're connecting with every person's high self that is dedicated to service, whose high self would give them the permission, the desire to participate in the kind of activity we're doing right now. We go to the earthquake zones coming up from the San Andreas, from the tip of South America, the western coast of South America, the western coast of Central America, Mexico, California, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, where you're moving underground, underneath the surface. And we're hitting all those areas where there's faults. And we're surrounding those faults with loving energy. With the help of our sources. We couldn't do this by ourselves. We don't have the strength. But we do have the ability to create the grounding energy that allows the energy of the higher realms to flow through us and with us. Many of you took your bodies just to do this right now. You have to be a wanderer and a starseed. You don't have to be. You can be just a human with high intentions. But so many of you are wanderers and starseeds that are drawn to this work. We go up through Canada, Vancouver, up the coast of Vancouver, up the western coast of Canada, across to Alaska, southern coast of Alaska, down the eastern coast of the Soviet Union, or Russia, down to Japan. We take this energy and we surround Fukushima. We ask that the radiation be limited, be protected, that diffused, no natural disasters to create and provoke more building 4 from being damaged. Go to Indonesia, to Hong Kong and Singapore, to Australia, New Zealand, and Hawaii. Remember, think how powerful we are. Think that we are working with source energy in a loving way, surrounding the whole ring of fire, surrounding all the land masses around the Pacific Ocean, and working with those faults underneath the surface, asking that all earthquake activity happen gradually and away from population centers. And we go to St. Louis, the New Madrid Fault. We do the same thing. We go to the Mid-Atlantic Fault and do the same thing. And we surround the planet, and everywhere there's a fault line. We ask this energy to work with it. We ask the Earth to cooperate with us. The Earth has a say-so, and we're becoming friends with the Earth. So for the highest good, we ask the Earth to work. Give us more time. To affect the changes we've already started. We ask for interference and intervention in all those areas where there's to block the nefarious plans of the negative, wherever they are, that would violate free will. We ask for the detoxification of chemtrails, interference to harp frequencies that are not in the best interests of humanity. We ask for protection of the internet, freedom of speech, so that we can communicate and that new ideas can be passed on. Never in the history of mankind has one person been able to reach so many people for so little as right now? It's an equalization potential of information and removal of propaganda. Let's ask the truth be gotten out. Let's ask that all those people that are in power decisions, decision-making abilities, that they can be ruled by compassion, come from their hearts, and tune in to this one energy that everyone is part of, and that we are, in fact, brothers and sisters. And it's through that realization that we will advance individually in our evolution and as a group in our evolution. And we are riding this wave, this cycle end wave right now. And many of you can feel the power of this energy, the power of your intentions. Use your intentions. Understand that it's a back and forth between being and doing. So if you're going to ask for things, learn to be. Get into the space. Get into the zone. It's very powerful to find a group that you resonate with in your area. If you can't find a group, go on our website and look for Team Shift. We're creating groups to help people stay connected. And on that note, I want to thank every one of you who has showed up here today. And please get this word out on our December 21st public grid healing that we're going to do. Get it out there. You have the power to make more people. If you're feeling connected, if you resonate with our work, just this is one of those times when we are doing a public event on the conference calls and inviting the world in. And you are the guys that are sending the invitations. So on that note, I unmuted you all. We'll see some of you tomorrow.
Hi, thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Love you all.
Bye.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Daphne.
Happy 2012.